There are just a few hundred residents in this tiny hamlet of Clonog Fawr, but St Beino's church is huge and quite elaborate. In the days when three pilgrimages to Bardsey were considered as beneficial to the soul as one pilgrimage to Rome, St Beino's was one of the most important stop-off points along the pilgrim's route. St Beino's was founded by the saint himself, sometime in the 600s, and his bones were said to be kept in the crypt of the church. This is significant because Beino, as you might remember from our stop at St Winifred's Well, had an amazing ability, being able to resurrect his niece's life by reuniting her decapitated head with her body. But this site also has a strategic importance, being at the northern end of a pass connecting the northern and southern coasts of the Huon Peninsula. The area has been the site of a number of battles, including the Battle of Bron yr Eryw in 1075, when Gruffydd ap Cynan's first bid to become King of Gwynedd was defeated by Traherne ap Caradog. And the Battle of Bryn Derwyn in 1255, when Llywelyn ap Gruffydd defeated his brothers Owain and Dafydd to become sole ruler of Gwynedd. The church is recorded as being burnt in 978 by the Vikings, and later burnt again by the Normans. Inside the church, look for the Cyff Beino, an ancient wooden chest hollowed out of a single piece of ash and used to keep arms, donations by those on pilgrimage. Beside the main church and joined to the bell tower is St Beino's Chapel, which contains an inscribed cross from the 700s, known as St Beino's Stone. Can you see the markings? These are said to be those of Beino's fingers. Make your way now the length of the Huon Peninsula to Aberdaron and the Church of St Howin. Travel along the volcanic spine of Huon, where you will see the jagged peaks of Arevel and a late Bronze Age, early Iron Age hill fort.